Today is Maundy Thursday. The word Maundy comes from the Latin mandatum, which means commandment. And today we remember when Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And I guess those words perhaps have even increased meaning for us today, as a church, as a nation, indeed for the whole world. The traditional reading for Maundy Thursday is John chapter 13, John's account of the Last Supper. And on a normal Maundy Thursday, we would have had that reading tonight, we'd have had a meal, and we would have reflected on Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. Of course, it's not a normal Maundy Thursday. But rather reflecting on the Last Supper, I'd like to spend these few minutes focusing on something that happened shortly afterwards, Peter's denial. After supper, Jesus and his disciples made their way to the Mount of Olives. And there Jesus said to his disciples that that night every one of them would desert him. It was Peter who called out, "Lord, even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." But if you look to Matthew 26, verse 69 onwards, you see what actually happened. When the great and famous get involved in a scandal, then the public gloats. The media has a field day, and there's been a lot of that in recent times. There's something about the sins and failings of others that makes us feel a little bit better about ourselves. Yeah, I know I'm not perfect, but look at that lot. When we look at the Bible, some of the great characters. Jacob cheated his brother out of his birthright. David committed adultery with Bathsheba. Thomas doubted the resurrection. And Peter three times denied knowing Jesus. What a miserable lot. Surely I'm not as bad as them. Why did God choose such failures to serve him? Is that a fair reaction? Or is it just a way of excusing ourselves for our own failings? So then, what about Peter? I think we can sum him up in three words. Brave, brittle, broken. Yes, I think he was brave. Remember that it was all the disciples, not just Peter, who said they'd never deny Jesus. Yet when he was arrested, every one of them ran away. John went on to the residence of the high priest. He was known by the high priest. As a fisherman, maybe, he sold fish there, so he could keep tabs on what was happening. We read that Peter followed at a distance. At least he was brave enough to find out what was happening. He was able to enter the palace grounds when John spoke up for him. I think of all the disciples, he was the bravest at this time. So what about us? Put yourself in Peter's shoes for a moment. Would you have been willing to put your life at risk? Are there times when you've kept quiet about being a Christian? See, I think it's too easy to condemn Peter. Maybe he deserves our admiration, not our condemnation. So I think he was brave, but he was brittle. He did deny knowing Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times. "I'll be loyal unto death," easier said than done. And when the crisis came, Peter crumbled. And why did he crumble? Because his faith was brittle. Have you ever let Jesus down? Maybe about what you said, or done, or even thought. Or maybe by what you've not done when you should have done it. Yes, we want to follow Jesus. We can say the words, but sometimes the actions are harder. as Jesus said to his disciples in Gethsemane, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." I think we too need to own up to our own frailty, for then Jesus can help us. Remember, he said, "I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." I think the truth is we're all brittle. We all need Jesus as our Saviour. Our own righteousness won't win us eternal life. And at a time when we're perhaps feeling a little brittle, just remember Jesus and what he's done for us. Brave, brittle, and broken. When faced with his failure, what did he do? He wept bitterly. No excuses. No saying, "Well, at least I came back. The others didn't." He faced his sin. And, well, if we read on into John chapter 21, we find out what happened to Peter after the resurrection. When we own up to our own brokenness, there will always be the gift of restoration. Jesus still wants to lift us from the mire and give us a new start. For with Jesus, failure is not the last word. And as we proceed now into Good Friday and Easter Day itself, we realise that what Jesus has done is still relevant to us today. Our journey over the next few days will be very different. We won't be able to meet together and worship together and pray together. But however we meet, be it through video or whatever, however we meet, remember it will end in glory. It will end in victory. As on Easter Day we proclaim, "Jesus Christ is risen today." Hallelujah.